at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals trailing 5-4 when the rally cat ran onto the field, and then a gentleman from the grounds crew had to go out there and get it. That gentleman's name is Lucas Hackman, and he joins us right now on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Lucas, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very good. So you had you were on SportsCenter a few minutes ago?
Yeah, like not even 10 minutes ago. I just did a live interview with them.
How'd that go?
It's been a crazy morning.
How'd the sports interview go?
Oh, it went well. I was pretty nervous. I was shaking pretty hard, but I got it done, so it was fun.
Yeah, you better not be nervous when you come on the pregame show on Fox Sports. I mean, that's the big time when you hit region.
Oh, not with you.
Lucas, I think your brother might listen to this show.
Yes, he's also on the grounds crew, so.
Oh, is he really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we worked together down there, and so he was contacting you guys, I believe.
Yes, he was. So thank you to him and to you for joining us. I'm sure you're in high demand this morning if you're already making SportsCenter hits. But let's go through what took place last night. So where are you when this all starts up? Are you, like, in the stands? Are you in, like, behind the scenes? Where are you?
So we were actually getting ready to drag. You know how we drag in between innings? We were getting ready for our third drag, and there were two outs in the bottom of the sixth. We dragged right after the bottom of the sixth. So, and I was actually at the top step of the dugout. I was in the visitor's dugout. And I was just watching the game, and that's when I heard the crowd go wild. I looked down the outfield and saw a little cat. And then I saw no one was going after it. So I looked to my coworker, Tim Tenaris, the guy who actually taught Mark about his ball, he still works there, and he looked at me and he was like, "Dude, go get it." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So I like went up on the top step and I kind of looked back at him again, realizing like how like kind of big the moment was going to be when I ran out there. So I looked back at him again. I was like, "Are you sure you want to go get it?" He's like, "Yeah, you got to get it." So I like ran out there and saw the cat and thought it was going to be an easy and cute jog back to the dugout, but didn't work out so well for me.
You didn't know what you were getting into, because it seemed once you picked it up, you were like, okay, I'll nuzzle this little creature into my bosom and everything will be sweet and harmonious, but those things can be a little nasty.
Right, that's exactly what I thought. It was like one of the cutest cats I've ever seen, and I just thought I would just put it up, put it in my arm, and just run away with it, but it just latched onto my finger and it wasn't letting go.
So it was biting you or was it clawing?
A little bit of both. Ooh, it bit me a few times and clawed out my hand a little bit. So.
And then you had to go to the hospital, right?
Yeah, just not for like, and more for like just in case if there was an infection. They advised me to go to the hospital, so I went just after I got bit. My brother and dad took me out there, so. It ended up working well.
Now, do you know what really happened to the cat? Because as I understand it, the Cardinals aren't sure. There's a couple of stories out there that a woman came and claimed it as her own, someone from the Humane Society. I don't think we really know unless you do.
I've heard a few things, but I actually have no idea. Whenever I ran up the stands and dropped it off, I was pulled to first aid, like right after, and I saw some ushers dealing with it, but after that, I never really saw the cat again.
And how are you handling this newfound fame?
I'm just, taking it one step at a time. I mean, this has been a pretty crazy 12 hours. My phone's just been blowing up. I barely got any sleep last night. So, and then I was just on SportsCenter. I think that was the craziest part. So, yeah, it's been pretty wild.
Now, your boss is Bill Finley, correct? He is the ground crew chief. Now, Bill, I wonder, will he embrace the fact that you are now a media star?
Well, I don't want to say anything too bad about Billy, but no, he's great. He was just giving me some crap about how the way I was holding the cage. He's like, "You got to grab him by the neck," and I was like, I wasn't thinking at the time what to do or how to grab it. I don't know about cats, but he's been super supportive of me, and he's just been helping me out on the way. So he's awesome.
Now, watching the thing unfold, I thought to myself as I saw you running out there, I thought, someone needs to give that guy a towel, because I've seen these things before, and they don't end well unless you have some sort of protection. Someone should have given you a towel to wrap around the
head. That's what everyone was telling me, like, right after. All of my coworkers were like, "Oh, we should have gave you a towel." I was like, "Yeah, that would have been nice." It ended up working out, so I'm not too worried about it now.
Lucas, two questions for you, brother.
How many Twitter followers did you have yesterday before the game? You got any idea?
I think I had around like 650, and now I have about like 1,300.
I want to see if I can add to that. And I must tell you, it seemed like the gals that took care of you at the hospital. No. The gals that took care of you at the hospital seemed like really nice ladies.
Yes.
Now that hold on, because it seemed, Jay, the way you said that seems like you weren't saying they were. It seems like you were driving at something else.
I picked up a read.
I just thought they seemed like they were. Am I right, Lucas? They seemed like nice gals.
I think you're messing with my words. When I came in, they were watching the video of me, and I was like, well, I guess I'm famous now because I walked in and. They were like, "Oh my God, it's him!" And I was like,
"Oh my God, it's him!"
I didn't realize how big it was going to be, so I walked in that hospital.
Did you have to get a tetanus shot?
No, I was up to date with all my tetanus, so they were just worried about infection and maybe rabies. But they said that there was no sign of rabies. So.
You know what, Lucas? You're a role model for America's Amen. Youth. Hey, kids, make sure your inoculations are up to date, like Lucas, because he ran into a situation that no one could have predicted. And you know what? He wasn't worried about tetanus because his inoculations were up to date. Hold on, Tim. Ring
exactly right.
Yes. Are you a cat person in real life?
No, I've never owned a cat. I'm more of a dog person. So next time there's a puppy running on the field, I'll be the first one out there.
What is your Twitter handle?
L. Hackman L. with two Hackman. N's.
Yep, two N's.
All right, because I'm gonna follow you right now.
You'll and be talking to him tonight.
Well, he's going to come on the pregame show. I don't know. Now, at 5:30 when we go on the air, because it's an early start, are you up to your ears with dragging the field? Do you think Bill Finley will cut you loose so you can do a live interview?
I'm sure he'll give me a few minutes with you.
All right, good. I'm looking forward to that. Because I'm saving my really good questions for then.
Oh, for the regional cable appearance. TV, yeah. Lucas, thanks so much. I know you're super busy. You're on SportsCenter and the whole thing. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Nice job.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you,
I'll
Lucas.
Talk to you later.
There's Lucas Hackman. He's the grounds crew member. And Jennings, you are right about that hospital picture.
Yeah, I mean, they seem like they're really nice.
I would have just kind of, moved right past it, and then I clicked on it, and I saw the word.
And he seems to be enjoying their company by the big smile on his face.
No question about it.
And no rabies.